The first opportunity to hear a live performance is presented by the Runge Strings Orchestra and String Quintet. They will showcase works by Mozart, Vivaldi, and Holst. Dr. Leonid Yanofsky will conduct part of the concert. We spoke to him after a recent rehearsal about what audiences can expect if they attend the performance.
Beautiful, gorgeous music from different eras. We're doing Baroque music by Vivaldi, obviously, and classical music by Mozart, and then the 20th century Holst. Gustav Holst, a beautiful English composer, one of his most famous pieces, St. Paul's Suite.
Yanofsky isn't the only one who will conduct during the Runge Orchestra's opening show. Another conductor from UWF will share the stage.
Bojan Bonev will be conducting the Holst St. Paul's Suite.
Participating students are excited to chat about their favorite highlights from the coming show.
Hello, my name is Paula Kay. I go to UWF. I'm a senior. And my favorite part of this concert is the Holst piece. It's very vibrant and lively, and it has a lot of different dynamics, and it will hold your interest for a really long time, so I enjoy playing that piece a lot.
Another student, Ramel Price, is the concertmaster for this performance. He has an affinity for Vivaldi.
Favorite piece is definitely the Vivaldi Concerto Grosso in D minor, because it's really fun. I really like playing the solos in this piece, and also like just the communication between the different parts.
You can hear Yanofsky conducting the Runge Strings Orchestra and Quintet at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, October 6th. The concert will be in the Music Hall at the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts, Building 82 on the Pensacola campus of UWF. Not so much into symphonic music? Here's something totally different when the University Singers and Chamber Choir present their concert, Collaborations, with special guest the University of South Alabama Chorale. We caught up with Dr. Peter Steinblick, Director of Choral Activities, to ask him how the show would work.
So we're combining with University of South Alabama on this one, so we wanted to do a double choir piece. So we're opening the concert with Schütz's Jauchzet dem Herrn, which is Psalm 100 in German, set for two choirs. So it'll be an us sing, they sing, and back and forth.
Audiences who attend can expect to hear a wide range of music at the concert.
So we're doing songs from Venezuela. We're doing some Renaissance pieces from England, Spain, Germany, Italy. We're doing a piece from the Bahamas. We're doing an American 21st century piece. We're just exploring Western music in this concert, including North and South America.
You can hear the University Singers and Chamber Choir at 7:30 p.m. Monday, October 10th, also in the Music Hall of the CFPA. The third opportunity in the next week to hear a UWF musical group happens when the Jazz Ensemble plays a concert. The evening focuses on instrumental jazz. The group will present works by Miles Davis, Chick Corea, and Benny Carter, as well as pieces made famous by the Stan Kenton Orchestra and the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra. That show begins at 7 p.m. Tuesday, October 11th. It is in the Great Hall of the Commons, which is in Building 22 on the UWF campus. Reporting for WUWF, this is Brandy Allport.